For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Josh Floyd. Last October, Hurricane Matthew brought considerable devastation to South Carolina in the form of strong winds and crippling floods. For the military men and women stationed at Joint Base Charleston, this created unique issues. They needed to safely evacuate the military base while also providing help to those in worse conditions. The decision was made to have Air Force members bypass emergency shelters and instead find alternative living accommodations like family, friends, or even hotels. The Air Force would then reimburse those expenditures, which would end up being a massive undertaking.
Roughly 3,100 Air Force members evacuated.
That's Samuel P. Shimp, Comptroller Squadron Commander at Joint Base Charleston. Shimp says the decision to forego shelters came from higher up the chain of command, and it was an easy choice to make.
The emergency evacuation centers are for, you know, individuals that don't have a place to stay, so you shouldn't be staying in shelters, just to provide more beds for individuals that actually need it, that don't have a place to stay or are being reimbursed for their travel.
In order to adequately handle the evacuation and reimbursement of 3,100 individuals, one thing was key: preparation.
Well, the process actually started a long time ago, actually around this time last year, when Colonel Lyman had us train for a hurricane and be prepared for the situation if it arose that we did have a hurricane. So we were preparing in advance.
Under the leadership of Joint Base Charleston Commander Colonel Robert Lyman, the base spent last year going through extensive preparations. The finance team was prepared for how to best reimburse members. They established the Emergency Family Activity Center, where active duty military, family members, and dependents could come to take care of any family or emergency-related situation. It is there that Air Force members could file their vouchers in order to get reimbursed. Part of the preparation for an event like Hurricane Matthew is outlining the rules for reimbursement. According to Colonel Lyman's orders, the evacuees had to travel 100 to 500 miles away, and they had to keep their receipts for proof. If the money wasn't accounted for on a receipt, they weren't getting reimbursed for it. Properly paying out reimbursements was something the base took very seriously.
You know, we have to consider that individuals may file a fraudulent claim. So because of that, the process took a little bit longer than normal because we had so many checks and balances in place to make sure that we were paying individuals properly according to the joint travel regulations. We had lots of levels of auditing before the actual voucher was paid.
Despite all of these necessary checks and balances, the voucher filing process was a quick and efficient one, a sentiment echoed by Tech Sergeant Ryan Deeby.
I just filled out the form for the voucher, submitted it, and it only took 4 or 5 days, and mine got, you know, approved and paid out, so it was really streamlined.
Due to the advanced contingency preparations, Tech Sergeant Deeby knew the rules and regulations of reimbursement, and after the hurricane returned to Joint Base Charleston with receipts in hand. But the question remained, how would all of these claims be paid out?
At top-level Air Force, they know that there's going to be contingency operations, be it anything from emergency evacuations to any kind of contingency. So they set up kind of like a pot of money, not a specific amount, but just a pot of money that would take care of any contingency operations. So they expect that there's going to be storm damage across their bases, and this pot of money they set aside is to cover those damages and in the instance that we have to do an evacuation and reimburse members.
So Joint Base Charleston has the funds for reimbursement. They have strict guidelines in place and have nearly completed all of the 3,100 vouchers filed. According to Samuel Shimp, not a single claim so far appears to be fraudulent. All of the success during the reimbursement process is credited to Colonel Lyman and the advanced preparation he implemented.
Large part to his leadership and just the leadership across Joint Base Charleston and the teamwork. And just the advanced preparation. That's a big thing.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Josh Floyd.